Continuing the Shi'ur Igbera. Igbera says there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did of his own mind. He himself did without being told, without being ordered to do so by Hashem. But after he did it, Hashem consented to what he had done. Hashem agreed that he had done properly. Just three things alone he did without being ordered. Three decisions he had to make on his own. He could not receive information from heaven as to whether he should do them or not. He did them, and Hashem said he was justified. Before we get to these three things, let's explain this point, what is meant by doing it himself. It's very difficult to understand how we could say he did something on his own without being told by Hashem. Because after all, everything that a person does, he is directed through the laws of the Torah. The Torah covers everything. So at no time is there a question on the part of a person, should I do this or shouldn't I? You have laws directing you. Moshe Rabbeinu had direct contact with Hashem. He knew the Torah. He knew whether a thing should be done or not. But the point that Rabbeinu explains is that every person in this world can live only if he has bechira, free choice. He knows what's right and what's wrong, and he has free choice. Therefore, he is alive. That's the purpose of his life, to decide whether to accept the mitzvah or chas v'shalom to refuse it. If he's a tzaddik, he accepts it. If not, he refuses it. Moshe Rabbeinu had completely destroyed his yetzer hara. He no longer had bechira whatsoever. There was no question of choice. Whatever was a mitzvah, he would automatically do. If it was wrong, there was no question possible. There was an impossibility on his part to commit a sin and do wrong. How could he live without bechira? Therefore, his bechira consisted of an item that we couldn't even conceive of. We can't understand the extent of this. This bechira was, bechira means choice, to do or not to do. This bechira consisted of this question that would arise when he wasn't told, he was not informed, he was not enlightened, and he had to make his own decision where he didn't know which was right and which was wrong. This was his bechira. The three things were, first, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews should stay away from Mount Sinai before the receiving of the Torah for 2 days. It seemed like Hashem admitted 2 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu added an additional day, third day, of his own mind. And of course, Hashem agreed that he was right. This was one item. The second item was that he decided on his own that he must separate from his wife. He must separate completely from his wife. Before Hashem told him to. And later on, Hashem said to him, "Ve'ata po amodi madi, you stay with me, you now have a new wife. Kaviyachol, you now have the Shekhinah as your kala." This was after Moshe Rabbeinu had decided to do so. But for this pasuk, we see that Hashem consented, agreed that he was right. Third thing was that on his own, he broke the luchot, the tablets. After he did it, Hashem said, "Haluchot asher shibarta." His donation that asher means yasher, yasher koch. Right you are, you deserve commendation, the fact that you broke the luchot. These are the three things where he did not receive revelation from heaven, instructions. He did them on his own, and afterwards Hashem told him that he was correct. Tosafot asks a question about the second item. How can we tell that Moshe Rabbeinu was Peidash min Ha'isha, he separated himself from his wife, before Hashem said, "V'yata po amodi madi"? From where can we tell that he did this? Where does the Gemara find this fact? Where does it derive this fact from? That before Hashem told him, separate yourself from your wife, attach yourself to the Shekhinah, this was done previously. Those are what answers. Because of the fact that Aharon and Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. They criticized him for being separated from his wife. This proves that he did it on his own, because they also heard Hashem say to him, separate yourself from your wife. Would they have spoken against Moshe Rabbeinu when he obeyed the command of Hashem? Therefore, we must say that they had spoken against him because of the fact that he did this even before, prior to his receiving these instructions from Hashem. Now, how did they know that he did it before? This was because his wife, Tzipporah, had told them. She had complained that he had separated himself from her. They had heard her say this, then they spoke against him. Now, ordinarily, in this pshat, simple explanation of the Torah, the Gemara says that this case of Aharon and Miriam speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says that they spoke about the fact al heisha hakushit asher lakach, about this isha kushit. Kushit means a negro that Moshe Rabbeinu had taken and separated from. Why was Tzipporah called kushit? The Gemara explains that just as a negro is different from others completely, appearance is completely different, that's how Tzipporah was completely different. Outstanding. Completely different and outstanding from other women. She was a tzaddiket like no other person. Just as we find in Shir HaShirim, the Jews also are called dark, meaning that they're, well, in Pasuk Halok, Kibnei Kushiim Atemli, the Navi says to the Jews, you are like Bnei Kushiim, children of Negroes. Kibnei Kushiim, he says that means that you are so different from other people because of your purity, because of your tzidkut. So this is the meaning of the word Kushit, why they use that term. They spoke about the fact that he had taken Tzipporah and separated from her. The Ekadosh says something very deep, extremely deep. This refers to the Gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he had been previously Hevel. And Hevel had had two sisters, twins, and because of the additional twin, Cain had killed Hevel. However, what was the crime of Cain? The Torah says there were two crimes. These sisters were born with Cain and Hevel, Cain with one sister and Hevel with two sisters, for a reason. Hashem said there is no way to propagate the breed, no way to perpetuate humanity, except through the act of a brother marrying a sister, the beginning of the world. There was no other way, no alternative. So Hashem permitted the first ones born to marry their sisters, which means that this was a declaration from heaven. Your sister is your wife. Sister of Cain is his wife. The sisters of Hevel are his wives. So here we have a double crime. Cain not only killed Hevel, but he also stole his wife. That means that Hevel had two wives, and there was no chance to live with them, because in a period of approximately 50 days, Hevel was killed. One rabbi, the Gemara, says that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah. He was killed on Chanukah. Another rabbi says the world was created on Pesach. He was killed on Shavuot. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created on Pesach. It's exactly 50 days till Shavuot. He was just 50 days old. According to Rabbi Lezer, he was about 85 days old. But Rashi Kadosh says that we still call it around 50 days. Use that term, around. Because for one, it's exactly 50. The other, it's 85, which means close enough. It's a matter, we can call it days. So that in this period of time, he did not have the opportunity to live with these two wives. He now came back as a Gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to have, as a Gilgul, he had to have those two wives back again. One wife was Tzipporah, a wife stolen by Cain. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Yitro was a Gilgul of Cain. We find in the Torah that Yitro had seven names. One of those names was Keni, Cain Keni. Now this means that Yitro now came back to this life to return the life of Hevel. And that's why the Pasuk says, Yitro gave Tzipporah bito to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, Tzipporah is daughter to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzipporah is bigimetria limoshe. She belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu from way back, May 4th, in the first Gilgul. So this was the original wife of Hevel. Hevel had an additional wife, second twin sister, which was his wife. This one, Moshe Rabbeinu too had to fulfill the likuchin. kiddushin. If not to marry completely, at least to become engaged. This, that Esau says, is the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu disappearing for 40 years. He fled Egypt, and there's a period of 40 years which is practically unaccounted for. Midrash says that he went to the land of Cush, Ethiopia. There he became engaged to the princess, the daughter of the king. But it says he remained engaged for 40 years, but never married her. This was, that Esau says, the Gilgul of the additional twin sister of Hevel. And this is the one that Esau says the secret of the word, literally. Aharon and Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, al ha'isha kushit asher lakach, about this Isha of Cush, the princess of the land of Cush, whom he had taken, but had not consummated the marriage. It was only in the form of an engagement, but not actual marriage. This is the sword, the secret behind the sentence, according to Riyah Kadosh. These are the three items which Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own as a matter of free choice, and he was successful in completing even these three, which were out of his power as far as deciding. Couldn't simple for a person to at least know which is the righteous path by being told by Hashem directly or through the words of the Torah. Here he wasn't told. He had to make his own decision. He was held to account for it. He was responsible. And he succeeded in fulfilling the decisions properly.